Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is Nick Stadlin, and Nick is the owner of Camp Bow Wow, one of our favorite KRDO advertising partners here. We love to support you guys, Nick. It's been a couple of months since you and I talked, and a few things has happened as we've crossed over from 2018 to 2019. We'll talk about those as we kind of cycle through our talking points together today. Welcome to the Business Connection Studio.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Talk about you a little bit. Let's sort of give everybody a refresher, because as I say, it's been quite a while since we've talked. And tell us who you are and what it is that draws you to animals the way that you are, and to then expanding that into becoming the owner of Camp Bow Wow.
Sure. Well, I've always been a big animal lover, especially, you know, dogs. I've always had dogs growing up. I've had dogs since I was 8 years old, you know, literally like through my entire life I've had dogs. And that is not exactly where my career path started. I started out, you know, following my dad's footsteps, working in hotels, and I got my business management degree, and I figured I would go and manage some hotels just like he did. But instead, I moved back to Florida, and I actually ended up managing an animal clinic. So while I was managing this animal clinic back home in Florida, I spent a lot of time in the treatment area, working, you know, with the vets, you know, diagnosing dogs and just helping them all around wherever I could. And I enjoyed that so much that I decided I wanted to go to school for that. So, you know, nowadays, the more degrees, the better. So I went to get my CVT. And while I was getting my CVT, my Certified Veterinary Technician's degree, I was actually working at a Camp Bow Wow. So I worked at a Camp Bow Wow for about 3 years. And then when I graduated the program, the timing was just, it couldn't have been better. We just decided, you know, let's go ahead and do a Camp Bow Wow with my business background and, you know, my knowledge into animals and, you know, especially dogs. We were going to open our own Camp Bow Wow, but the two were for sale here in the spring. So it was just perfect timing to go ahead and get on board with that.
So that's how we got you from Florida to Colorado.
Yes.
Well, we're lucky to have you.
Thank you. I love it here.
Oh, I can tell. I don't know many people who have any issues with Colorado Springs at all.
Man, if you're bored, it's your own fault. There's always something to do here year-round.
Walk your dog.
Yes.
And if you can't, take it to Camp Bow Wow.
Exactly.
Again, you're listening to Nick Stadlin, who's the owner of Camp Bow Wow. Always enjoyable discussions. Nick, let's talk about those two locations of yours. Recent developments. In one case, you doubled the square footage.
Yes.
And you moved the facility.
We recently moved the end of October. We moved our east location, which is over on Powers and Galley. We literally moved at Kitty Corner. You can throw a rock to the new store. But we doubled our square footage. We went from 3,500 square feet to 7,000 square feet. We added more kennels. We've got brand new fencing, brand new kennels. We've got, you know, top-of-the-line flooring. We've got 22 cameras. We've got snout view cameras. So it's a fantastic place. It's just top of the line.
I am intrigued. What is a snout view camera?
It's what some of our clients call the butt dog view camera, depending on how the dogs are standing. But
okay.
It's a camera that sits about 2 feet off the ground and gives you a dog's eye view of what your dog is seeing.
Oh, interesting. So. Okay. So that means we can go to your website and we can see our dogs during the day.
Yes, you can.
Okay. What a wonderful way to keep your clients connected with their fur babies.
It is, but just don't get caught at work. We've had several of our clients come in who've got busted by their boss several times, so they actually blocked the Camp Bow Wow website, so they can't, but we still have the app that they can use.
Okay, so you have a mobile app, which
we
is
do.
Even better. And how do we download that mobile app? Does it work with iPhone and Android?
It does. It's very simple. You go to the Play Store or the Google Store. I'm not a huge tech guy. You can literally just go search Camp Bow Wow, and then you can download the app, and you can literally check out all the cameras from all the Camp Bow Wows nationwide whenever you want.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing. Okay. So nobody moves a facility and doubles their square footage if their service is not in greater demand than it was when they first started. How did you make that happen? What's the experience like that people love Camp Bow Wow that much?
Well, I can't take all the credit. Colorado Springs is growing, you know, very, very quickly. So that also helped, you know, the ramp up of the business. But, you know, after I took over, spent a little bit more money in advertising and stuff too, and taking more of a personalized approach to the clients and their pets, and just building loyalty. And, you know, we are basically a word of mouth recommendation business.
Yeah, there's really no better way to do that than word of mouth, because that's a vote of confidence that comes from somebody's heart.
It
comes from somebody who's had a good experience. So I am new to Colorado Springs, let's say. I've got a pup and it needs a little care because I'm traveling or going on vacation. What are the steps to get me connected with Camp Bow Wow?
Oh, it's very easy. That we have a certain set of minimum requirements. So all dogs have to be at least 16 weeks, 4 months old, and they have to have at least their rabies, distemper, and bordetella. They've had all that. Give us a ring. We set them up for what we call a little interview to make sure that the dogs get along with the other dogs. That only takes around 15, 20 minutes. And then they can get set up. And the first day is always free.
Oh, that's wonderful. So there is also this element of socialization, too, which is really, really good for dogs. It gets them comfortable being around other dogs.
It does. And you know, we like starting out with puppies. We do free puppy play Mondays for all dogs between 4 and 6 months old. Daycare is free for them as long as they've passed their interview. That way it helps socialize the dogs, get used to groups and stuff like that. And then it helps keeps, you know, the owners from surrendering their dogs because they do not know how to handle them.
Oh, what a wonderful thing. So I have a dog with special needs, for example, and that could be anything from diabetes medications to allergies to topical skin treatments, lots of different things. Do you help me handle that during the day?
We do. We can definitely do any kind of medications that you guys need, you know, for that they're here during the day with us.
Okay. Let's talk about pricing structure. In fact, that's one of the things that I alluded to earlier, that coming across from 2018 to 2019, some things in the regulatory space have changed for you, and some things in things like minimum wage have also changed for you. And as long as we've known you, Nick, we know that you have a philosophy of keeping this valuable to your clients. Your business isn't thriving otherwise. But these things can pose a bit of a challenge, and they can have an effect on the rates that you charge. So generally, start with your rate structure, just sort of a thumbnail sketch.
Well, we have what we call, like, you know, daycare rates and then the standard boarding rate. So we do whole days, half days, and then we have boarding. Then we also have our luxury boarding. But the pricing starts right around, you know, $24 for the day and then goes up to $43 for a standard night of boarding.
Okay. And how many employees have you got?
Between the two stores, I have about 45 employees.
Okay. And that's important to note because that means that there are fewer dogs for each employee. So right now you're sitting at about 15 dogs per employee. Is that right?
Yes.
And vice versa.
Yes. We have state regulations. So we have to have one employee for every 15 dogs that is out present in the yard. So if I have a group of 45 dogs, I have to have three employees in that yard with them.
Okay. And these are well-trained, credentialed if need be, people who are good handlers of dogs and know how to read dogs, know how to properly care for them. So again, it speaks very well for my comfort level, bringing my dog there, my confidence that my dog will come back in better shape than he was when he left.
Yeah, we have a certified camp counselor training program, but that includes basic first aid, CPR, dog behavior. It's a bunch of written tests along with videos, flashcards, and actually spending time in the yard with experienced employees.
Okay, so circling back to the fact that there's been a change in minimum wage that also affects you, but it also affects your customers, and that's not something that you love very much.
No.
And so I love your response to that. So we know that for those of you who are already doing business with Camp Bow Wow, I know everybody thanks you for that and your loyalty, especially. You may see an uptick in your rates. For those of you who are new, may not affect you the same way, but for all of you in compensation, Nick, you're adding value to try to offset any increase in rates that you have.
We are. We did a small price increase, you know, a dollar across the board for daycare and two for a night of boarding. But we are also trying to, instead of raising the prices across the board, we are trying to create more personalized plans, you know, which we call, you know, extra care services. So it's more of a option for clients to get a little bit more out of their stay with us, their boarding stay or their daycare stay with us. They're one-on-one plans that we can personalize for your dog 20 minutes at a time. Basically, whatever they need, we can do it.
Very nice. Nick Stadlin, owner of Camp Bow Wow in Colorado Springs. Two locations. Where are they? Where can we find your locations?
One is I-25 in Garden of the Gods, and the other one is over off of Powers and Galley.
CampBowWow.com. That's CampBowWow.com, just like it sounds. If you want to give them a call, please reach Nick and his crew at 719-260-9247. That's 260-9247. If you have any questions, Nick will happily and his team will happily answer those for you. Nick, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We air Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM, and pick us up by podcast anytime on demand at KRDO.com. Click the radio tab and select podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.